A bunch of good stuff coming up here as well locally, and well, let's just dive into that. There's three amazing shows going on Saturday, one on Sunday, and one on Monday. And then next Thursday, holy cow, it's getting busy. All the bands are out there. They want to earn some Christmas money, I guess. So there's lots of good shows going on. Check them all out. By the way, you can always get the full list at steelbeltedradio.com on the upcoming events page. Saturday is the big clusterfuffle. There's three amazing shows, and oh boy, it's going to be tough. I was really hoping that I could go and see this guy, this next guy, and then go to the Times Change to see Scott Nolan and band perform No Bourbon and Bad Radio, along with opening act William Prince, who's amazing. Saturday, that's going to be a great show, but you got to get there early. That sucker's going to pack up, and you got to see Will, and oh man, it's going to be tough. I thought I could do it maybe if there wasn't an opening act on Saturday at the Park Theater, but damn it, there is. And well, I hate them already just because they're going to make it harder for me to see to make it to both shows. So I don't know what I'm going to do. But I will see you down there at the Park Theater for sure. To see this guy, he was a big hit at the Folk Fest. He's just, everybody who's ever seen him live knows how much fun this is going to be Saturday. Hopefully we'll see you there. It's Steve Poltz, but unfortunately it's at the same time as the return of our old pal Stephen Fearing. I want to play some Fearing. And then the next day, Sunday here in Winnipeg at the Park Theater, is the return of Fearing's Blackie Rodeo mate, Lee Harvey Osmond. Tom Wilson is here on Sunday. You'd think someone could have figured it out and booked it so that they could both be here on one bill and do a big thing and it'd be awesome, but no. So we'll play some Tom and some Stephen Fearing. But first, here's one from Steve Poltz playing Saturday at the Park Theater.
I'm waking up and staring out, it's kind of hard to see. I'm thinking back to growing up in Tupelo, Mississippi. I first left home when I was 20 and still really green. Sent me off to Camp Pendleton to become a Marine. I have a wife and child who just turned 5 this week. I miss him so I can't believe that he can really speak. I wrote my wife once every week so she could hear the news. She wrote me back once every day to clear away the blues. They trained me well, I made the cut, they couldn't make me cry. I shine my boots and clean my gun and shout at Semper Fi. I made some friends and shared some fun and caught a little flack. With a swagger and a prayer, we flew into Iraq. With a swagger and a prayer, we flew into Iraq. Sometimes at night I wonder what I'm doing in this place. It's hard to sleep, there's too much noise, I'm afraid I fall from grace. My steel says don't worry son, just keep up the pace. I'm glad you're my platoon, you got a street fighter's face, yeah. Son, you got a street fighter's face. The man said mission accomplished, on TV we'd won the war. We celebrated a new life, we opened a new door. We danced a bit and drank some beers and then we drank some more. For once I finally fell asleep, I passed out on the floor. For weeks we cruised the streets, they said that we were not done. The sun's so hot, my clothes are wet, we're always on the run. We cruised Fallujah in our Jeep, just me and my three friends. A roadside bomb blew us to hell and made the metal bend. I woke up in Bethesda on a hospital bed. They finally broke the news to me that all my friends are dead. My legs are gone and I can't feel a thing on my face. Man, I don't even look like me, a monster took my place. Sometimes at night I wonder what I'm doing in this place. It's hard to sleep, there's too much noise, I think I fell from grace. My CO says don't worry son, just keep up the pace. I'm glad you're my platoon, you got a street fighter's face. Yeah, you serve your country well with your street fighter's face. Well, my wife don't come around much, she found a new man. And I can't really blame her, I don't feel I'm worth a damn. And I stay in most nights with a bottle to wind down. Sometimes I try to smile, but mostly I just frown. My son's half grown up now, he visits me sometime. We share a story and some drinks, I usually end up crying. He pushes me in my wheelchair outside for a walk. When people see my face, they always turn away in shock. I wonder what we fought for and if it was a lie. I pray to God for my dead friends, I still say Semper Fi. I somehow hit a race. It's just me all alone with my street fighter's face. Sometimes at night I wonder what I'm doing in this place. It's hard to sleep, there's too much noise. I think I fell from grace. My CEO says don't worry son, just keep up the pace. I'm glad you're my platoon, you got a street fighter's face. Yeah, you served your country well with your street fighter's face. Waking up and staring out, it's kinda hard to see. I'm thinking back to growing up in Tupelo, Mississippi.
The sun. sun goes down. Dig it till the sun goes down.
Sunrise.
Down.
We watch the world spin around
60 degrees
now.
Somehow, some way,
hey.
I turn rain to sun and turn night to day.
I turn hate to love and turn dreams to fame.
Every 15 minutes
you be calling my name.
Let me take your pain and turn your gray sky blue.
Close your eyes and let the light shine through.
Dig it till the sun goes down.
No yo, no yo, what?
Big girl hold that had a bad groove. Little trousers learning to move. Sit around in headphones, trying to get their minds blown. Light the garbage, hold the fuse. Dig it, dig it, dig it till the sun goes down. Dig it, dig it till the sun goes down. Dig it,
go yo.
Dig it till the sun goes down. Dig it, dig it, dig it till the sun goes down.
We'll be right back. Denial is a sickness. People get it like religion. A beacon in our bodies that we fly toward like pigeons. A curtain that we draw to keep us hidden from the people we were yesterday. Within my head, there's a man that lies in anger like a body in a bed. But I've been steering clear of myself, the ragged times and the emptiness I cannot fill. I got distance on my breath, a restless spirit in a bottle. I got scars under my boots where my soul steps on the throttle. And I'm sick from constant motion with a lifetime of tomorrows in front of me. Most everybody knows this halo, this little ring of hell. All the questions that we won't ask ourselves and the answers we won't tell. But in the margins of our lives, the long bookends of each day, dreams fly like ravens as we see what we can't see. Denial is a sickness. People get it like religion. Beacon in our bodies that we'll fly toward like pigeons. A curtain that we draw to keep us hidden from the people we were yesterday. I've got distance on my breath, a restless spirit in a bottle. I got scars under my boots where my soul steps on the throttle. And I'm sick from constant motion with a lifetime of tomorrows in front of me. Most everybody knows this halo, this little ring of hell. All the questions that we won't ask ourselves and the answers we won't tell. But in the margins of our lives, along the bookends of each day, fly like ravens as we see what we can't see. And I've been living in a country where everybody's split in two, a state of limbo that divides us, what we feel from what we do, where silence is a virtue, emotion is a child that's seen but never heard. Within me, fill my body like a sail. I'm colder than a pistol, and I'm triggered by the fugitives inside of me. Most everybody knows this halo, this little ring of hell. All the questions that we won't ask ourselves, and the answers we won't tell. Of our lives, the long bookends of each day. Dreams fly like ravens as we see what we can't see. We see what we can't see. We see.
in a westerly direction. This car is my train. I'm driving and I'm wondering what it is I'm running from again. And I feel like an 80-year-old man, but I'm holding on to 29. And up ahead on that horizon is the California line. Now I've had enough of this freedom of the road. Never was good with decisions. At least that's what I've been told. Up ahead of trucks carrying a wide load, a prefab house cut in half, a cute little front door and two windows alone. I'm not sure whether to cry or should I laugh. You see, I broke the home of myself once. When I stumbled to that door, I read that note by the dawn's light. Said, don't you come round here anymore. This freedom of the road never was good with decisions. Oh, that's what I've been told. I've been holding on to this ticket, Lord, 'cause one day I'll pay this toll. And magic road grants your freedom. Someone else, for I'll be coming home. Yeah, I know there'll be no more pay-per-view movies and easy economy motels. No more trash in my backseat from Mickey D's or Taco. My plane and my truck cars for the ladies in the lounge. I think I'll leave a little something for the next traffic man. It's crushed, and I mean it. Yes, I mean it. There's got to be someone out there who thinks I still have my home. I got his picture right here in my back pocket, y'all. Along with some rocks I found in Arizona, I want to show him. And I know I returned to that awkward silence. There's so much work I've never known. But I know this man must make amends, 'cause I know my traveling days are done, and I know it all too well, 'cause I've had enough, y'all, of this freedom on the road. Lord, won't you help me with my decision before I grow old? Oh, and I'm feeling every day. Because today I pay this toll. Magic road grants your freedom. Your sweet freedom. I'm coming home.
Oh, the amazing Martin Sexton. Man, that's from Black Sheep. God, I love that record. I just, I've listened to that record so many times. So many times. And I still get a great kick out of it. Man, man, oh man. Why doesn't he make records like that anymore? Holy cow. What a great, great record. Martin Sexton, he's coming to town Monday. Was supposed to be at the Big Walker Theater, but you didn't buy advance tickets, which is okay. Neither did I. They moved it to the West End Cultural Center, and they had just enough people to fill the damn place, and that's it. So it's sold out. Can't go. Should have bought your tickets earlier. You lost out again. We've had this talk about buying advance tickets, you and I, and you're still not getting the message. So those people who have tickets to see the Monday show at the West End are extra lucky. It's gonna be great. He hasn't played at the West End in a long time. I bet you he hasn't ever played the new West End, only the old West End. Did I ever tell you about the time I got to introduce Martin Sexton at the West End? Weirdest thing ever. Weirdest thing ever. I went downstairs, and he had a roadie guy, a roadie helper guy there who I met up with downstairs. And the roadie helper guy said, "Okay, so I hear you're introducing Martin." And I said, "Yep." He said, "Okay, two things you got to remember. Number one, do not touch his microphone. Don't touch it. You can use it, just don't touch it." And I was like, "Okay, not touching it." Number two, well, I guess just three things. You can't say anything about Kumbaya or cats. And I was like, "What?" I was like, "What?" I thought he was messing with me. He said, "No, you can't say anything about Kumbaya or cats." I was like, "Well, well, I was planning to, but now that you mention it, okay, fine, I won't." So I'm still scratching my head. We go upstairs. I meet Martin's sound guy, who's also there. And Martin's sound guy comes up to me, and he looks like he means business. And he says, "You're introducing Martin?" And I said, "Yeah." And he says, "Okay, don't touch his microphone." I'm like, "Yeah, I know." He's like, "And nothing about Kumbaya or cats." And I was like, "What do you do with that?" So I go on stage, and the only freaking thing in my mind, Kumbaya and cats. I didn't say it though, but I did I was tempted to touch his microphone because he's a little tiny guy, and I, my friends, am not a little tiny guy. So you know, sometimes when us big huge monsters get up and the microphone is set to a little tiny guy height, we gotta kind of stoop to it, we gotta touch it, right? Or we're tempted to bring it up. Nope, didn't do it. Martin Sexton, strange little guy. Love him, though. So good. We heard a couple from Stephen Fearing in there. We heard the title track to a record called The Assassin's Apprentice, another one that I've listened to so many times in my life. So great. What a great, great record. And I just love that fretless bass on there by Paul Blaney. Remember when he toured and he played the West End with that fretless bass player? And that guy was just crazy. Almost every time Fearing comes to town. In fact, I don't know if there's ever been another time where Fearing had another guy. But he played with that bass player guy, and it was such an amazing, amazing show. I don't think that guy's coming this week, but you never know. We also heard Anything You Want there from Industrial Lullaby, his first post Blackie and the Rodeo Kings record, and what a difference Lyndon and Wilson made immediately. Like, those two records are back-to-back. They could not be more different. We heard something from Wilson in there, from his Planet Love days. We heard Dig It, and from Junk House, we heard Gimme the Love. And we kicked it off with Steve Poltz. He's playing the Park Theater on Saturday. It's going to be a super great show, in spite of the fact that there's some opening act that I don't want to see. We heard Street Fighter's Face. Also that night, here's the problem, you see. Also that night, at the Times Changed, it's the return of Scott Nolan, which is always great. But this time, he's reassembled the Scott Nolan band circa 2005. 10 years ago, I guess. That must have been when this came out, right? Yeah, 10 years ago. Which includes Damon Mitchell, Joanna Miller, and Sky Onison. And they are going to play this record front to back. And holy cow, do I ever want to see that so badly. It's so good. It sounds kind of like this.
tell you, I got a small apartment, and I'm living in the city. I'm a waiter, collecting unemployment.
Yeah.
you're here with me too. I'm not cold when I'm caught up in a breeze.
Scott Nolan, Joanna Miller, Damon Mitchell, hear him on that one? Oh, so good. Saturday night, times change. It's going to be great. Hopefully we can get in. That's Postcards. Before that, we heard Golden. We got to go. Venus Envy's coming in. Ultrasonic Film. Punks and Parkas. Not necessarily in that order, of course. StillBeltedRadio.com is all the place to go. I'll be back on Sunday, 2 to 4 p.m. for Tell the Band to Go Home. Next Thursday, 6:30 to 8 o'clock for Still Belted Radio. Stay tuned.